You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. During the pandemic, there's been a movement to return to localism, ironically sparked by a global pandemic. As communities watch their neighbors and friends struggle financially, and as some get sick with the virus, the reaction has been to turn to each other for support and nourishment, both literally and figuratively. And perhaps the biggest example of this is the Boise Farmers Market. The market turned to a drive-through process because of COVID-19 this year, and folks signed up in advance to get their fresh fruit. It became so popular, it was actually pretty difficult to reserve a spot. So today, we're speaking with three people about a new photography and audio project that features producers from the market. The project is called Boise Food History Project. Janie Burns owns Metal Lark Farm in Nampa. Dave Crick is the owner of Bitter Creek Ale House in downtown Boise. And Arlie Summer is the audio producer behind the Boise Food History Project. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today.
Thanks. You're welcome.
So, Arlie, I'd like to start with you. Can you first off just tell us about the project? Because it has, as I mentioned, both audio and visual elements. How did you get involved and who else are you working with?
Sure. Yeah, it's an outdoor exhibit, and it is featuring large portraits of farmers and food vendors that sell at the Boise Farmers Market, as well as historic images of food production in Boise throughout the past more than 100 years. And it's collaborative. I worked with photographer Guy Hand. He captured the modern portraits of vendors, and with Tag History to do research of historic food production. And it's funded by the Department of Arts and History through the City of Boise. And I guess I got involved because I really care about local food. I think it's a huge part of our culture here in Boise, and there's so many wonderful, diverse people involved. There are people that have been farming for generations, cooking for generations, and a lot of refugees who are sharing their food traditions with us.
And so, Arlie, what's the goal of the project?
Sure. The goal is to shine a spotlight on people that are making food here, and be it farming or cooking, and the goal is to kind of highlight how important that is. What we eat matters a lot, and it's a big part of our lives. And for example, when I was doing research for the project, a lot of the historical images of food didn't really have names attached to the people. And I wanted to kind of rectify that through this project a little bit and feature those people that are behind the food.
And in fact, speaking of the folks behind the food, we have a clip from one of the interviews that you conducted. So, Arlie, can you just tell us who we're about to hear from?
Sure, absolutely. This is Abu Bakar Abdi, and he has a farm called Mother and Children Farm. He sells every weekend at the farmer's market, but his day job is actually he's a nurse at St. Luke's, and he's a Somali refugee to Boise. His story is super complex and interesting. He cares a lot about fresh food and providing that to his community.
Abu Bakar Abdi, and my farm name is Mother and Children Farm. When I was growing up, food was, this is what we did. Some of the foods are not the same. Like, for example, this corn is different from the corn here because this is harder. It's not as sweet as the American corn. So this is something that I know I bring to the market, but that's what we use at home.
And Abu is also a nurse at St. Luke's, we should point out, but he sells veggies, as we mentioned, from Mother and Children Farm at the market because he believes fully in community health, correct, Arlie? I mean, that's one of the reasons why he does both.
Absolutely. That's right. He just, as many people at the farmer's market do, takes on tremendous community responsibility and is just putting himself out there every day to have conversations about community health with his customers.
Janie, I want to bring you into the conversation because you're a farmer and you are one of the people featured in this project. Can you talk to folks about your farm?
I have 10 acres south of Nampa, Idaho. When I moved to the farm 30 years ago, I was way outside the city limits. Now I'm in the impact zone. And so I'm becoming a an urban farm. I raise lamb and I also raise some poultry, but what I raise is biodiversity and products for local people.
You work with quite a few of the local restaurants as well, correct, Janie?
Well, prior to this year, I did.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you, how did COVID affect your operations then? Because you did work so closely with so many of the local restaurants.
Well, I think I speak for most farmers that sell locally, in that COVID really has thrown all of our plans that we started in February and March out the window. So while I didn't have a lot of lamb supply this year, I also didn't have a big market. And so It's been very unsettling, and it's very uncertain what the future is. We're still waiting for this to kind of settle out.
And Dave, I want to bring you into the conversation as well. You own Bitter Creek Ale House in downtown Boise. And as we mentioned, I mean, restaurants have been one of the hardest hit industries during the pandemic. What's it like right now for restaurant owners? Because it's one of those things where in the summer, you know, we saw more people going out because you could eat outside. Now we're getting into those colder winter months and our COVID numbers are incredibly high.
Yeah, I think we've known for a while that this would probably be the hardest season. I mean, certainly that early part of the pandemic when none of us knew what to expect and we were sort of hit by surprise was a really hard period. But I think we've all looked at this period as we head into winter with uncertainty as a particularly scary time. And, you know, I think for restaurants across the state, you know, Idaho has been, it's one of those states that has favored commerce to some extent over community. So there's been a priority on keeping businesses open. So across the state, it's we're in better shape from a commerce perspective than many other more urban cities across the country. But you know, Boise itself is fairly urban. And so our restaurants in Boise, especially as you get more into the downtown, it gets a little bit more dicey. We've definitely got a lot of restaurants that are, you know, on the rocks, and they could potentially close this winter. I know that we'll have business closures this winter if we don't see some kind of relief effort.
And I'm curious for both Dave and Janie, what are the two of you worried about as you look down the road the next several months with this pandemic? So Janie, can I start with you? I mean, what are you worried about? But also, what are you hopeful about?
Well, I think we're almost in the same position we were at in March, in that we really don't know how this is going to play out. The real power of local food has been in kind of that personal contact, and if not personal, then not many steps removed, and also the opportunity to offer diverse products. I'm afraid if we don't know what's happening in the future, if there's no plan, some assurance that our customers will stay with us or that there are markets for our products, that there are going to be a lot of young, innovative, enterprising farmers who just can't hang around, don't have the capital to make things work on a longer term. So I think we're going to lose some of the lower ends of the segment.
And Dave, what about you? What you're worried about, and do you have anything you're hopeful for?
Well, I think certainly I'm worried just for our industry in particular, Independent restaurants across the country. But I think I'm hopeful because I think, you know, Arlie's project was just well-timed in that it personalized, I think, some of my heroes in the community, and Janie and Arlie being two of those. But I think the farmers market itself was a testament to, I think, how nimble our local food market is and how welcoming our local community was in helping make sure that it was successful. I mean, that farmers market took over 108 volunteers a week to run it. And every week they showed up, week after week after week, they're still showing up. And even people who are active in the nonprofit community are like, I never thought you guys could have that many volunteers show up that week, that in that much force every week. And I think it's a good example of the love and support people have for our local food economy here. So hopefully that continues. And as we head into next year, hopefully conditions will improve and we'll begin to be able to have an outdoor market again. But I think this drive-through market has long-term viability for us.
And Arlie, so far you've featured six stories so far. Are you planning on producing any more?
Absolutely. I collected around 20 historic and present day stories over the project, and I'll be releasing more in the future. We showcased the exhibit at the Boise Farmers Market drive-thru, and this weekend it's going to be downtown for Dine Out Downtown. People supporting, wanting to support their restaurants and see the exhibit can come down to Boise masked up. And I'll be putting out more stories on the Boise Farmers Market website where the audio stories live.
Wonderful. I want to thank all of you for joining us, audio producer Arlie Summer, farmer Janie Burns, and Bitter Creek Alehouse owner Dave Crick. We will link to the website for the Boise Food History Project. Thank you all so much. It is Friday. Have a lovely weekend, everyone. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and we'll see you back here on Monday.